From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. If a snowstorm forced the collapse of an inflatable dome over a football stadium in, say, Washington, D.C., we would likely take it as confirmation of what we already know about snow and Washingtonians. When the snowing gets tough, Washington gets totally flummoxed. But the Twin Cities? Tonight, the Minnesota Vikings will host the New York Giants, sort of, in Detroit, because the roof of the Metrodome deflated under the weight of one of Minnesota's biggest snowfalls. Roy Terwilliger is the chairman of the Metropolitan Sports Facilities Commission in Minnesota. First of all, what happened to the roof over the Metrodome?
Well, it did deflate on Sunday morning at 5 a.m. Prior to that, we had on Friday night and Saturday an immense snowstorm, and the weight of the snow on the roof caused our people to go on the roof. They're tethered up there for OSHA purposes, and they have hot water hoses and steam hoses, and they were attempting to melt off some of this excess snow. But because of the danger to the people who were up there, just the weather and frostbite and everything else, they were removed at 6 p.m. on Saturday, and they were going to resume again on Sunday morning. Wherever at 5 a.m. on Sunday morning, a small portion of the roof gave way its fabric. Yep. And that caused the weight of the snow to shift more towards the middle and to tear out two panels in the middle, and the roof was deflated.
Now, the roof had deflated famously once before. How rare must conditions be for this to happen?
Pretty rare, because we've had, in 1991, we had a record snowfall, actually more snow that time than we had this time. But the weather was warmer, and so that was the big difference. But it is designed to take care of this, except that when you get the rare combination of the wind and the cold and the snow all together, it didn't work.
Well, could you say of this event either that there is something flawed in the design, or that perhaps it's just so old that it needs replacing?
Well, we don't think it's structurally inadequate. The facility itself was open for business in 1982. However, last summer we had an inspection. We had a routine inspection every 4 years of the roof, and we were advised as a commission that it was fine, that the outer membrane of the facility was in very good shape, and that we would be fine for another 4 years and would test again at that time.
Is it a given that stadium has to have a roof on it, that you couldn't play the way the Bears just played in a snowfall in Chicago?
Well, you know, when it gets cold, it becomes pretty miserable out there, and so we've become very accustomed to it over these last since 1982. Prior to that, as you may recall, the Minnesota Vikings became famous under Bud Grant for wanting to play outdoors in December and January in their playoff games to psychologically win the battle, if not physically win it.
Yeah, you're saying they played very successfully out of doors in the cold. I wasn't trying to strategize on behalf of the Vikings, but I guess people would just feel it's that much less comfortable to go to a football game.
I think so. I think we've become soft now that we have.
Well, the Metrodome itself, apart from having dome in its title, could it function without a roof? That is, could you just play there with the thing being open?
No, you couldn't. It's not designed for that. We have suites and everything that rely upon warm weather, so we'd have a lot of freeze-ups.
Now, as I'm sure you know, several years ago, a college senior's senior essay on the Metrodome was published as a book. And that college senior grew up to be Amy Klobuchar, now the senior senator from Minnesota.
That's right.
I read her account of the 1991 deflation of the roof, and it was fixed up in 4 days.
Yes.
This time, how many days is it going to take?
Well, we're waiting for the design construction firm that we look to for this expertise, flying by private plane to Minneapolis, and we will know that by the end of the day.
Well, Mr. Terwilliger, thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
Roy Terwilliger spoke to us from Minneapolis, where he is chairman of the Metropolitan Sports Facilities Commission.